So South Coast Sports Radio with an interview with Mick Williams. Mick, you've obviously left Portsmouth Football Club Board of Directors in a week. What's exactly happened and what's the reason for you leaving, if you can go into it?
Okay, well, the technical reason is that I resigned from the Pompey Supporters Trust Board, and that was on a matter of principle. Now, that triggered an automatic removal from the Football Club Board. I did offer to stay on for a while, because I still do quite a lot of things down there, but the Pompey board thought that wasn't the right thing to do, so here we are.
And you're obviously now at the ladies. One thing you wanted to make quite clear is it's not from one club to another. You were already involved in the ladies, weren't you? You've obviously, with your company, decided to come on board and sponsor Pompey Ladies, haven't you?
Yes, we decided that about 2 or 3 months ago, and I'm happy to be continuing to do that. I've had a wonderful weekend because Pompey, well, apart from the obvious sadness and the support I've received has been quite overwhelming, to be honest. But that aside, the football's been brilliant. You know, Pompey won, my lads' team won 8-1 this morning, and now I've seen a good match, Pompey Ladies winning 2-1. So, good weekend football, boys.
And obviously you're here at the ladies. What is it you're actually doing with sponsorship in regarding to Portsmouth Ladies Football Club, Mick?
Well, my company has decided that we want to put something back into the community. Pompey Ladies, is for me, it's part of Pompey. I'd love to see the club support Pompey Ladies more, but you know they don't have the finances. So we're happy to not just bring money to the table. You know, I'm quite an experienced businessman, and one of my aims is to get more people to watch Pompey Ladies. It's exciting football, and if they'd have been here seeing this match today, then, you know, those ladies play for the shirt.
What did you make of the performance today? Portsmouth have obviously beaten Brighton by 2-1. What a weekend it's been for the club.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Long may it continue. It's put us in a strong position now in the league. We've had a couple of tough matches against, you know, higher league teams, and it's nice to get back to winning today.
One thing that's come out this weekend is the amount of support that you and Anne have both received. I was reading on Twitter the amount of people. I mean, what would your message be for everyone who's tweeted you personally and, you know, spoken to you today?
Well, as I said earlier, it's been quite overwhelming. It's a sad time for me. I've been working for this club, firstly to save it, since 2011. And for the last couple of years, I've been working actually in the club. I'm very grateful for the support. What I will say is that sometimes you have to stand by your principles. And sometimes that will bring consequences that aren't too pleasant. And that's exactly what's happened in this case.
I mean, how much do you feel that Portsmouth Football Club, the men's club, has actually moved on since the Portsmouth Supporters Trust took over and pretty much saved the club from the abyss?
Well, it's moved on tremendously. We've got a training ground in the city which we've never had in our history. We've paid off all our debts. So every single person out of the old regime, players, previous owners, are all paid off now. There is one outstanding amount that goes to Portpin, Mr. Chan Rice Company. If we get promoted within 10 years to the Premiership, there's a little bit more money goes to him. But if we get to the Premiership, we'll have so much money we won't care about that.
I mean, how close is the amount to being paid off, or will it take many, many years to pay off Portsmouth?
No, it's finished. We don't owe anybody anything.
Oh, brilliant. Sorry, I got a bit confused with the thing with the Portpin thing, but obviously apart from that, the club is now pretty much solvent.
It's solvent. We don't have a lot of money, but we don't owe anybody anything. So
that's quite unusual in football, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think we're one of only two clubs in the country that don't actually have any, we have the monthly debts for food and all that, general running costs, but in terms of external debt, there is nothing.
Well, Mick, thank you for speaking with myself on South Coast Sports Radio, and I'm sure Pompey fans would personally like to thank you for all that you've done for Portsmouth Football Club.
Thank you.
There's thank you.
Not just me, of course.
No, yeah, there's Anne a lot as
of
well.
People. No, Anne and a lot of other people. This has been a true Pompey community effort, I think, and the club's now owned by the fans. So, brilliant.
Well, brilliant. Mick, thank you very much indeed.